Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
And now on Mind Food Radio, off to another wonderful place, the Mornington Peninsula, Michael.
And do you know what? About 2 weeks ago, I went there and I spent a weekend driving around, going to all these beautiful wineries.
It like?
Do you know, it actually reminded me a lot of New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the country is quite
undulating
and rolling hills. It runs right down into the ocean, which is beautiful.
Okay.
And it really is the most spectacular place.
Yeah.
It's everyone is very friendly. They're always pleased to see you. But it's just great. You know, you kind of roll into, you know, different places.
Sure.
Lots of orchards as well as all the wineries.
Okay.
But in February, there is going to be a Pinot Noir celebration, which is absolutely extraordinary. They do it every 2 years. And on the show today, we've got our guest, who's a master of wine, actually, Kate McIntyre. Hi, Kate.
Oh, hi.
So, tell us about a little bit more about this Pinot Noir celebration in February.
Well, it's a big event that we run every 2 years down on the Mornington Peninsula, and we run it at the Cape Shank RACV Club. It's a big Pinot Fest. We just sit around tasting Pinot for 2 days. It's wonderful. It's very geeky, and we get to taste a lot of wonderful, wonderful Pinot, both from the Mornington Peninsula, from other Pinot-producing regions in Australia, and we always have some very exciting international guests.
Kate,
well,
what do you like about Pinot?
Well, what's not to like about good Pinot? Pinot is really, it's a beautifully versatile grape variety. It's a red variety. It can be light and pale red and red-fruited, or it can be really dark and tannic and structured and have cherry fruit and dark Asian spices. It's incredibly food-friendly. It has, but the most wonderful thing about good Pinot is the texture. It has this beautiful silky texture to it, and it's just very easy to drink.
So in terms of the region itself, is that what it's famed for?
Yeah, the Mornington Peninsula, really, we hang our hat on our Pinot Noirs. We think it's a very special place to grow Pinot. Pinot can be a very difficult grape variety to grow. It's very fussy about where it's planted and how it's made, and the Mornington Peninsula just seems to be one of those very special places. It's cool climate, it's maritime. We get a nice long slow ripening period, so it builds up beautiful complexity of flavour, and I think we make some of the best Pinot Noir in Australia down here on the Mornington Peninsula.
You definitely do. I had the beautiful Coorong, is it, out at Phillip Estate. That was really gorgeous. But I think the other thing in Mornington Peninsula is the quality of the restaurants as well and these wineries.
Yeah.
It's just extraordinary.
We're very spoiled. Really spoiled with food and wine down here. I mean, I think it kind of reflects the fact that the people down here who run the wineries also love food and love the way that food and wine go together. So, you know, great food and great wine is terrific, and we're all very passionate about it. And we have a plethora of choices as far as places to eat and drink.
These restaurants didn't try to be a city restaurant, you know.
Yeah.
But none of them, you know, were wannabe city restaurants. They were really proud of where they came from. All the produce was local. Obviously the wine was just absolutely extraordinary.
Mm.
So it really is just the most fantastic place to go and visit. And a lot of Melburnians, of course, have been going for weekends, haven't they? It's always been kind of the thing to do.
Well, it's only an hour's drive from Melbourne, so it's a really manageable thing to do for a day. But why would you come down for a day when you can come down for a weekend?
It's a
beautiful place to stay.
Now, if any of our listeners wanted to go to the Pinot Noir celebration in February, how do they get the information or tickets for that?
The best for them to do would be to get onto their computers and have a look at the Mornington Peninsula Vineyards Association website, which is just www.mpva.com.au. And then you just follow the prompts to events and Mornington Peninsula International Pinot Celebration. And if they have a look at that and that sounds a bit too serious for them, we have a more relaxed Pinot walk-around tasting happening on the Sunday, which is a really nice way to just taste a lot of local wines in one spot.
Well, Kate, thank you very much for joining us on today's program.
For more details, just go to mindfood.com. You can read my story, and we've also got a gallery of images and stuff of my trip to the Mornington Peninsula.
Fantastic.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.